This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's pretty safe to assume that most of our listeners have a Netflix account. The digital streaming giant has 125 million subscribers worldwide, and that's because the binge-watching platform has completely transformed how we consume content these days. But as KUT's Nadia Hamdan reports, a popular new show, shot right here in Austin, is experimenting with a format that could change the way we watch things in the future. Spoiler, it's not on Netflix.
Scum Austin is your typical teen drama in many ways. There's hookups, breakups, cattiness, and plenty of awkwardness.
What happened to your lip? Joe, you said no one could tell.
I said it looked much better than I thought it would. Minor waxing mishap, but hey, no more peach fuzz.
The series follows the day-to-day lives of a group of teenagers at Bolden High, a fictional school in Austin. Its characters and plot are based off the original Norwegian show Skam, which translates to shame. It started in 2015 as a web series and quickly became an internet sensation. It's got millions of fans worldwide. 19-year-old Austinite Ellie Zambrano is one of them. So when she found out the creators were going to be filming an American adaptation in the Texas Capitol,
I was like so shook. I was like, I could not believe that my favorite show ever. I knew it was coming to America, but I was like, I can't believe they're filming in Austin.
The show is praised by both critics and fans for being realistic. Local teens are cast in most of the roles, and Zambrano actually went to school with some of them. She says she's as big a fan of the Austin version as she was of the original, but with one big difference. She didn't watch them both the same way. Unlike the original, Skam Austin's story unfolds in real time, post by post, on Facebook.
You get so into it. Like, it's almost, I almost feel creepy. I feel like I'm, like, stalking these people sometimes because you feel like you're in their lives. Like, you're seeing them post on social media. You're, like, seeing just, like, scenes with just them as they're, you know, experience it, quote unquote.
What Zambrano means is that the show is broken up into clips that drop into your Facebook feed at the same time it would happen in the show. So let's say the characters are heading to a party Friday night. That clip would drop around 9 o'clock on Friday night. Each clip is usually a few minutes long, and there's no real way to tell when it's coming. Viewers just have to wait for Facebook to send them a... Fans say that suspense is part of what makes Skam Austin so addicting. 18-year-old Jack Switzer is another longtime fan of the show. He even had a small role in one of the episodes.
My name on the script is literally Hot Football Guy.
All the clips are compiled into a full episode at the end of each week. But Switzer says he prefers keeping up with the clips.
I like that better because, you know, throughout the week, I could have a story building up.
This is a show made for the digital savant. There are screenshots of text messages that drop in between clips like teasers. Each character even has their own Instagram account. That means viewers aren't just following these accounts, they're checking them frequently for clues. And Switzer says he likes that about Skam, because that's how teenagers actually live.
When you get a notification on your phone, it affects what you're going to do next. It does. And that was a big part of Skam, is they'd get a notification on their phone, good or bad. It affected what they were going to do that night.
According to the Pew Research Center, 95% of American teenagers today report that they have access to a smartphone.
What this is kind of a new form of consumption for the generation that always has a phone in their pocket.
Ricky Van Veen is the head of global creative strategy at Facebook. Basically, he's in charge of getting media companies and creators to make more stuff for the platform's video streaming service, Facebook Watch. So when Van Veen heard about Skam, he thought,
this is what I am at Facebook to do. This is a groundbreaking format that is better because it's on Facebook. It maybe even wouldn't be possible if it weren't on Facebook in its current form for the U.S. version.
And this new format is definitely working out for Facebook. At last check, the first episode of Skam Austin had roughly 14 million views. To put that into perspective, the CW's popular teen drama Riverdale peaked at just over 2 million views. And Van Veen says when it comes to Skam Austin, he even finds himself blurring the lines between what's real and what's not.
You know, I follow all the characters on Instagram as well. And it's interesting because they are right in between my real friends when I scroll through the feed. And I'll find myself like liking one of their posts. And I think, you know, I stop myself and I think like, what did I just do? Like, I liked the post of an imaginary person, but it just feels really natural.
Almost all of the social media used on the show is either Facebook or Instagram, which is owned by Facebook. That's led some critics to argue that Skam Austin is just one big ad for the platforms. Ben Benson is a lecturer at UT Austin's Department of Marketing.
It was, for Facebook, really a desire to catch up. They were behind YouTube to a very significant degree and saw this as an opportunity to keep some of the audience that they're losing.
Roughly half of U.S. teens today, ages 13 to 17, say they use Facebook, according to the Pew Research Center. That's compared to the 85% who use YouTube and 72% who use Instagram. Right now, it's unclear whether this format has legs or if it's just another fad. But with tens of millions of views and a fiercely loyal online following, Van Veen says Facebook is definitely taking note.
We're looking at SCOM and thinking about how to take elements of that for future shows that we do and what works best about it and how we can be selective about that.
For Ellie Zambrano, SCOM Austin is just a great show. And if Facebook is trying to get more people like her on the platform to watch it, so much the better.
As teenagers, you know, you're having all these hormones and you're having problems that are getting, like, you know, bigger. And you're like, oh, my God, nobody else deals with this. So I think it's just like a platform to see, like, OK, like, these struggles are normal. Like, everybody goes through these things. Like, it's just part of growing up.
Last month, Facebook renewed SCOM Austin for a second season. A clip could drop any day now. And that means millions of fans around the world are turning their eyes back on Facebook, eagerly waiting for that. Nadia Hamdan, KUT News.